Now then, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, and in fond and loving memory of my recent sojourn in the Connemara Rain Museum, west coast of County Galway, where I was 2.5 weeks with my grandchildren, watching the varieties of rain sweeping in over the Atlantic. In memory of all of that, as I say, this is the Saw Doctors, from their album Songs from Sun Street, with Will It Ever Stop Raining?
I got sunglasses, and I got the shorts. I got Factor 50, and the t-shirt, of course. I've been shopping at Penny's. I've walked out to Dunn's. I'm all set for the summer.
West of Ireland's finest there, the Saw Doctors from their album Songs from Sun Street with Will It Ever Stop Raining? Now, Sam Gleaves has got a new album out with his partner Tyler Hughes. Sam's previous album, Ain't We Brothers, I described as one of the best things I'd heard in 10 years, and it's absolutely true. I love that album, and I love this one that he's recorded with Tyler. From it, this is a track which celebrates the ordinariness and the beauty of life at the same time. Stockyard Hill.
In an old farmhouse way back in the cove, I'd listen, she'd remember. They named me Corrine, but I was the oldest. Everybody called me sister. We raised what we ate, there's work to be done where daddy went, I'd follow. Between the kitchen and the branch, the fields and the barn, I learned the most of what I know. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. There's a little bit left of what used to be, and these memories won't be leaving with me. Saturday night, Stockyard Hill, Mama's people would all get together. Generations just picking and singing, didn't know one note from the other. And Charlie would lay that banjo down when he'd get happy with playing. He'd flatfoot all over that room, rattle the dishes in the kitchen. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. There's a little bit left of what used to be, and these memories won't be leaving with me. Church, 80 years and I'm still going. Precious memories and dinner on the ground, and the Lord was there, I know it. Now I've seen trouble and times are hard, still I'm traveling along. Why, I could have church in my own backyard, get my sermon from a song. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. How I miss it still to this day, but it comes right back every time you play.
Sam Gleaves and Tyler Hughes from their eponymous album, a lovely, simple but beautiful song, Stockyard Hill. The essence of great music is its simplicity and sincerity. Now, Kevin Crawford is a lad from Birmingham, a Brummie, whose mum and dad came from Milltown Malbay in County Clare, the heart of that most musical of all counties, the place where the Willie Clancy Festival takes place each year in celebration of the great piper and musician Willie Clancy, who came from that town. Well, Kevin Crawford has made a number of solo albums, as well as working with that great iconic band Lunasa. His new album is called Carrying the Tune. It is flute and whistle playing at its very, very best. Get ready for the tapping of the feet in time to this, because, as many people know, there were some terrible tortures carried out in World War II, and what the Japanese did if they ever captured an Irishman was nail his feet to a plank and play Irish dance music. Here's Kevin Crawford. Thank you. great set of tunes there. Kevin Crawford on flute and John Doyle on guitar. Really distinctive style. And it's three reels. Kevin calls it the Ivy Leaf, which is just a collective name for Repeal the Union, the Ivy Leaf, and the last tune, The Hut in the Bog. Irish music at its very, very finest. Wonderful stuff. Staying in Ireland for a while, there's a new album just out from the Jeremiahs, great Dublin band. The album is called The Femme Fatale of Maine. It's chock full of great tracks, including this one, simply called This Boy.
Looking outside through the dusty window, turning my back to the threadbare sofa where she lay, pressing my forehead to the pane, peering down at the streets and the cobbles as she walked away. Deep inside is an anger calling, burning hot like the towering streetlights down below. The leafless trees like soldiers standing tall and casting shadows on the melting snow. This boy is broken hearted, this boy is fallen low. This boy's will is worn and this boy is heading home. This boy is broken hearted, this boy is fallen low. This boy's will is worn and this boy is headed home. To the wee small hours underneath the coat on the treadbare sofa once again. But I'm free from the shackles of the sleepless nights and the longing for a woman who did nothing for my soul just caused me pain. Now my heart feels empty like the worn out pockets on the old tweed jacket that this girl I love she bought for me. Long gone and never to return, like a dried up tear in your cheek in the sun, and I'd be fine, you see. This boy is broken hearted, this boy is fallen low. This boy's will is worn and this boy is heading home. This boy is broken hearted, this boy is
Jeremiah's from their album The Femme Fatale of Maine with a song called This Boy. Great, great arrangement. I do love the way that that rolled along. Now, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin have decided to simplify things. There was a little bit of a confusion in some people's minds. The names very often got juxtaposed. I did it myself once because of the song Henry Martin, the old traditional ballad, and I once called them Henry Martin and Phil Hannah, which, of course, is incredibly stupid, but things like that do happen. So for that and various other reasons, they've decided to simplify things and go out in future as a duo under the name Edge Larks, all one word, Edge and Larks, as in the birds. And the idea behind it, I think, is the edge of things, the liminal, the literals, the boundaries between night and day, water and earth, have always fascinated them. That is the magical space where things happen, space between night and day, autumn and winter, and life and death. That is the way that they see themselves performing in that liminal territory, in that border country. Their first album as a duo under the new name is simply called Edgelarks. I'm going to play you a track called The Song of the Jay, and I'm going to have to read from the notes because I can't pronounce it otherwise. Phil on this is playing a chaturangi, I think that's how you pronounce it, which is a sort of lap steel guitar, a sort of dobro with sympathetic strings, so it sounds very much like a sitar as well. In fact, Phil told me once he'd spent many months in India studying how to play this particular instrument under one of the great Indian masters. And also on this track, they've got Nile Robinson, a superb percussionist, playing a wonderful tabla riff. I think the whole thing hangs together beautifully, but let's see what you think. From the eponymous album, Edgelarks, this is Song of the Jay.
Said the Jay, he was my brother, though we had feathers of a different color, though his land was different from my own, and from different eggs we had grown, still he was my brother. And we'll mourn him just the same. Once we dreamed of wings, the lightest secrets of flying things. Now it holds us down and we close our eyes. Just as all who with wings unclipped, they should see the sky. I will let the tears roll, for all who fall. So the Jay will sing the song of all his loves and his battles his whole life long. All the air he held beneath his wing, all the joy he did bring, we'll sing his song and we'll mourn him just the same. Once we dreamed of flying things. Now earth holds us down and we close our eyes. But just as all who fly with wings unclipped, they should see the sky.
See the sky. I will let
Beautiful new song there. Edgelarks from their eponymous album with Song of the Jay. I love all the different textures that exist within that track. Beautiful stuff. Now Magpie Lane, a great traditional English band, have consistently turned out fine collections of songs and music on CD. Their new album is one such. It's called Three Quarter Time, and from it this is Magpie Lane with Dance Around the Gallows Tree.
Answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Burglar is the trade of a low and cowardly plate, pirates is for rogues upon the sea. Smuggling is fine if you like a drop of wine, but the best of all is highway robbery. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Rogues around you think yourselves with laurels crowned, as you may come with your booty fine and free. The night watch and the law may be waiting by your door to escort you to the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. And when you send the judge to the jail, they make you trudge. Well, they greet you with a cudgel and a key. There you'll have to stay till the dawning of the day, when they take you to the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Dispatch a thief with a hempen neckerchief, that's a rummy kind of work, don't you agree? But you got to earn a bob, and to me it's just a job, as I leave them on the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people wait to small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Come answer to the call, all people great and small, the stage is set for everyone to see. As we sing our little rhyme, singing chorus step in time, as we dance around the gallows tree. Hip holiday, hip holiday, hip holiday, for the day, oh, hip holiday, hip holiday, hip holiday, for the day, oh.
Good stuff. Some of you will recognise that last little refrain that's coming from the treadmill song, the old prison song, and there is a story behind the whole of that song, Dance Around the Gallows Tree. Ian Gillis from Magpie Lane, who plays percussion and also sings, was a guide at Oxford Castle, and for much of its history, the castle was a prison. He wrote Dance Around the Gallows Tree as the finale of a ballad opera celebrating the lives, and obviously deaths, of some of the prison's more notorious inmates. Dance Around the Gallows Tree from Magpie Lane's new album, Three Quarter Time. What I'm going to do now is play three tracks written by that great songwriter, Sidney Carter. I'm going to do this on occasional weeks, just pick the works of a singer-songwriter, but perhaps play covers that other people have recorded of their material. Sidney Carter was born in 1915, died in 2004. He didn't have a massive output, but what he did write were deeply significant songs which became standards in the folk revival. Lord of the Dance, for example, which is set to the tune of the American Shaker hymn, Simple Gifts. There's The Crow on the Cradle, Julian of Norwich, sometimes called the Bells of Norwich, and Sing John Ball, just four of his great songs. Sidney was a committed pacifist, a conscientious objector in the Second World War, and he served in Egypt, Palestine and Greece in the ambulance units in a non-combat position. He worked with Donald Swann, would you believe, as a lyricist, writing stuff for reviews and musicals, and later became one of the main movers and shakers of the second wave of the folk revival. Well, the three tracks I've chosen to play for you now are The Crow on the Cradle, which of course is as terribly relevant today as it was when I was a teenager in the days of the Aldermaston marches. I'm going to follow that with the greatest song he ever wrote, I think, The Lord of the Dance. And finally, the Young'uns are going to give their version of the song John Ball, which is about the peasants' revolt in 1381, when the poor people, the unlanded people of this country, rose up in protest, only to be put down in a massacre. John Ball himself was a priest who believed that because the Bible had been translated into English for the first time and the common people could read it, that there was new hope for an egalitarian, in other words, a socialist or a social democratic England. Of course, his hopes were dashed, but who was the lady and who was the Lord when Adam delved and Eve spun is still a bloody good question. So you hear that at the end of this sequence. Meanwhile, here's Tan Yao's with The Crow on the Cradle.
Your mother and father. and I'll shoot that bird dead. That's what your mother and father once said. The crow on the cradle, what shall we do? This is the thing that I leave up to you.
Who will be the lord when we are ruled by the love of one another? Who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord in the light that is coming in the morning?
So
sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock
I'll carol like a lark in the light that is coming in the morning.
Eve is the lady, Adam is the Lord.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, Eve is the lady and Adam is the Lord, in the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning. All shall be ruled by fellowship, I say. When we are ruled by the love of one another, all shall be ruled by fellowship, I say, in the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Labour and spin for fellowship, I say.
Labour and spin for the love of one another. Labour and spin for fellowship, I say, in the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning. So sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
I don't know if anybody sings that song better than those three lads, the Young'uns, from their album Never Forget, with John Ball. Before that, you heard Maddie Pryor singing Lord of the Dance, and that's from the album Lovely in the Dances, the songs of Sidney Carter. And right at the head of that section, Tan Yao's great Cumberland duo with the Crow on the Cradle from their album Hefted, their brand new album. They went down an absolute storm at the recent Settle Folk Festival, and no wonder. Two great voices, and the harmonies are, well, I think pretty extraordinary. Three songs there from the writing of the great songwriter Sidney Carter. Now, Peter Knight's Gig Spanner. Peter Knight was the fiddler with Steel Eye Span who helped to give their music, I think, such a fantastic lift and such a strong identity. He's got a cracking new album out with his band Gig Spanner. A gig spanner, by the way, is a bottle opener. Useful at any gig, particularly if you're a musician who likes to keep his mouth moistened. Peter Knight's Gig Spanner's new album, The Wife of Urban Law, is full of great music, including this, their version of the traditional sea shanty, Bold Riley.
My sweetheart, goodbye, my dear old. It's a hell of a way. Old Riley-o has gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Old Riley-o, old Riley. Goodbye, my
from Peter Knight's Gig Spanner's new album, The Wife of Urban Law. They're on tour from the end of October right through November into December. And if you've never seen them live, do go, because believe it or not, they get the same sound live on stage as you heard just there from the studio. They are not a band that goes into overproducing. What you hear is what you see and what you get. Brilliant stuff. So, where are they? Very briefly, I'll just run through a couple. They open on the 31st of October at the Tin Tabernacle in Hythe, Kent. Go on to Wadsworth, Hebden Bridge, West Yorkshire. Helmsley Arts Centre, great little gig. Done that myself. Victoria Hall, Settle, Lancashire. That's wrong. Victoria Hall, Settle, Yorkshire. Peter, tell your geographer to get their glasses on. That's disgusting to shift Yorkshire into Lancashire. Anyway, then they go on to Shropshire, Birmingham, Worcester, Surrey, Hampshire, Hitchin, Colchester, all over the place, Suffolk, Thames, Ditton, Cornwall, Devon, the whole of November, the gig virtually every night, and then into December, Sevenoaks, Kent, and Henley-on-Thames. Details from their website, which you can get to via ours, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. I'll say that again, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of stuff there, links through to all the artists you've ever heard on the show. It's well worth checking out. Now, Tom Russell is a poet, a singer, a painter, American to his very marrow. He is also a very sensible lad and can see the beauty and the faults in his native USA. He's written such classic songs as St. Olaf's Gate and Who's Gonna Build Your Wall. His new album is called Folk Hotel, and from it this is a song which celebrates Irish writers, Irish drinkers and Ireland and a few other places as well, including the road to Santa Fe. From his album Folk Hotel, this is Tom Russell with The Day They Dredged the Liffey.
The day they dredged the Liffey, they pulled up Jimmy Joyce, a patch still on his eye, half blind from drink. Next comes Samuel Beckett, Oscar Wilde, and Brendan Behan. then Paddy Kavanaugh was added to the stink. And if they dug a little deeper, they might have pulled up Billy Yates, a looking all poetic, starched and spiffy. Well, as I stood there on the bank, half cocked and in the tank, I was proud to say I helped him drain the Liffey. Oh, the oldest cattle ranch, they say, sits on the rocky banks of Montauk. Stephen Talkhouse was the chief, they say, of the Indians of Montauk. And I sit here in the old Shagwong bar, lost in one more pint-sized jar. I dreamed I was shipwrecked, 1804, on the rocky banks of Montauk. Say, heave away, boy, heave away. We're bound off for America, and one old guitar will earn our pay. Love will take us back to Santa Fe, over soft brown hair and her ruby lips. Her loving glance could sink 1,000 ships. She holds the world on her fingertips. She's my princess on the road to Santa Fe. When I first laid eyes on her, boys, didn't I swoon? In an old Swiss roadhouse called the Dream Valley Saloon, I said, are you Swiss? I'll marry you. And we live out on the road to Santa Fe. So heave away, boys, heave away. We're bound off for America, with one old guitar we'll earn our pay. And love will take us back to Santa Fe. The medicine that keeps us strong. The road goes on and on and on and on, driven by a dream wrapped in a song. And the road will lead us back to Santa Fe. So heave away, boys, heave away. We're bound off for America, with one old guitar we'll earn our pay. And love will bring us back to Santa Fe. And love will bring us back to Santa Fe.
Of a fashion in this show for fade-outs rather than just straight endings. Curious, just the way it's happening with a few records on the show, new ones. There you go, that's the way the cookie crumbles. The day they dredged the Liffey, the banks of Montauk and the road to Santa Fe, oh, from Tom Russell's new album Folk Hotel. And I'll play another track from that in the weeks to come because it's a cracker. There's a new Paul Brady album out after a long silence. Some of the tracks on the album are Paul's own. Some are songs that he's worked through with people like Paul Muldoon, the Irish poet. And there are also two trad tracks on the album. I'm going to play you one of those now because, for my money, when Paul Brady puts his mind to singing a traditional song, There is nobody, but nobody, on the planet that comes anywhere near him. From the album Unfinished Business, this is Paul Brady with his version of an Appalachian version of the great ballad Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor. Here it's called Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor.
Father, come little to me. Come little and all as one. And tell me whether to marry Fair Ellen or bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has house and land. Fair Ellen, and therefore I charge you with my blessing, go bring the brown girl home. He got on his horse and he rode and he rode. He rode till he came to her home. No one so ready as Fair Ellen herself rise and welcome him in. What news have you brought unto me, Lord Thomas? What news have you brought unto me? I've come to ask you to my wedding, a sorrowful wedding to be. Should I go, should I stay? Fair child, do as you please. I'm afraid if you go, you'll never return to see your dear mother anymore. She turned around all dressed in white. Her sister's dressed in green, and every town that they rode through, they took her to be some queen. Came to the hall. She pulled on the bell and it rang. And no one so ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and welcome her in. Then taking farewell and her by the hand and leading her through the hall, saying 50 is the flower of all. The brown girl, she was standing by with a knife she ground keen and sharp, and between the long ribs and the short she pierced the Fair Ellender's heart. Lord Thomas, he was standing by with knives ground keen and sharp, and between the long ribs and the short he pierced his own right heart. Then placing the handle against the wall, the point against his breast, saying this is the ending of three true lovers, God sends them all to rest. father, go dig my grave. Go dig it large, wide, and deep, and place farewell in my arms, and the brown girl at my feet.
Lord Thomas and Fair Alinda. Paul Brady from his new album Unfinished Business. Vocals, guitar and I suspect keyboards. Paul, though it doesn't say so on the album. And in case you haven't guessed, the harmonica, of course, Andy Irvine also played mandolin on that track. Do you know something? I'd love to hear Paul Brady do an album of big ballads like that, because the clarity of his singing and the depth of his emotions when he's singing the ballad, I think that would just be wonderful, particularly for young kids at school learning about the ballads, would find a way into them that was not stuffy and over intellectual, but was doing what the ballads are supposed to do, which is tell us a story. So if you're listening, Paul, you know what to do with the next 12 months of your life. Two songs now about forest fires. The first was written by James Keelan, and I heard a lad singing it down in the Forest of Dean a while back when I went down there to pick up a new banjo, what Phil Davidson had made for me, and we had a bit of a session in the pub, and this guy sang the song, and I said, I've heard that before. He told me about it. James Keelan wrote a song about the deadly 1949 Man Gulch wildfire in Montana, which killed 13 smoke jumpers. Smoke jumpers are the guys who jumped out of aeroplanes to be ahead of the forest fires, to cut down the trees and make a natural fire break, and to aid the firefighting services. Anyway, 13 of the guys died in a terrible forest fire in Montana in 1949, and James Keelan wrote a song about that called Cold Missouri Waters. The version here comes from Richard Schindel's album Cry, Cry, Cry. The second song about forest fires is from the Canadian band The East Pointers. Their new album, What We Leave Behind, is going to be launched at the end of this month. And the song I'm going to play is 82 Fires. And the band say, and I quote, when we were on tour in Tasmania in 2016, bushfires broke out all over the land. We spoke to a lifelong resident who said there were no less than 82 wildfires on the loose in Tasmania, the most in more than half a century. I can tell you it was a restless few days for us, and it hit home the severity of what we were all experiencing. So in a few moments, the East Pointers with 82 Fires, but first of all, Richard Schindel, Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky from the album Cry, Cry, Cry with Cold Missouri Waters. Great story behind this song. Just listen really carefully to the words.
My name is Dodge, but then you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, but I can't read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I've said we can make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri waters. And when I rose like the phoenix, and that world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night, and one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore.
Screaming out for rain. Thunder's fist on the battle drum pounding, summoning the lightning strike. One by one her army gathered, waiting for the first light. Oh, I don't know when the wind will turn. Oh, 82 fires still burn. Tender crops in the fertile fields. Through drought, flood, frost, and fire, only took what the land could yield. We heard old tales of 82 fires, smoke turned day to night. Legends told there would come a time they'd return with all of their might. Oh, I don't know when the wind will turn. Too far still burn. The clearing's quiet, the air's taken to the furnace over their eyes. The last red sun has been shredded by the smoke that stings our eyes. We always knew that on this land we would live and die. But here we stand almighty to fight or speak our breathless goodbye. Oh, I don't know no when I'll turn. Oh, 82 fires still burn. Fire still burns.
These Pointers with 82 Fires, and that's from their album What We Leave Behind, their new album released at the end of this month. And before that you heard Cold Missouri Waters, Richard Schindel, Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky from the album Cry, Cry, Cry. Now, time for a little tune. This is a cakewalk. Cakewalks were dances, part of the black community's traditions in the southern states of America. On a Sunday in particular, they would go out dressed up really nice, and there would be a dance, and the prize for the best dancers would be a cake. There you go, there's a fact which will win you prizes in pub quizzes. From the album A Portland Selection, Contra Dance Music in the Pacific Northwest, this is Eli Green's Cakewalk and Little Judique.
Thank you.
Wow, damn good stuff. What a great band they are. The album is called A Portland Selection, Contra Dance Music in the Pacific Northwest, and the particular musicians there are George Pink, Clyde Curley and Susan Songer. It is a cracking album, really, really good, full of great little tunes like that. Eli Green's Cakewalk and Little Judique. Now, I said a couple of weeks back that I thought that Pilgrim's Way had disbanded and how sad it had made me. Well, of course, I was told by Jane Brace, who looks after their publicity, that they've reformed with a new lineup. Edwin Besant, one of the founder members, is still there. He's on melodeons, guitar, bass, electric Mars bar. That's what it says, etc. He's described as a compulsive multi-instrumentalist who plays many things, including some that haven't been invented yet. Oh dear. Jude Rees plays oboe, sings, plays bagpipes and woodwind, and she's also a fixture, it says here, on the early music scene, and is known for playing instruments that go parp and singing a bawdy catch whilst wearing a variety of silly hats. Tom Kitchen, fiddle and mandolin, 10 years and 1,250 gigs under his belt, has been described by me as, quote, one of the best English fiddlers ever, unquote. And it's true. He's certainly one of the liveliest and one of the most connected and least up his own bottom that I've come across. He makes English fiddle music sound really, really great. His hobbies include tar boats, watching Salford Rugby League lose, collecting kettle leads and chairing the Stockport and District Formation Mild Drinking Squad. This is getting more and more surreal by the minute. John Loomis, the last member of the group, plays cittern, guitar, hurdy-gurdy, concertina and vacuum cleaner. Right, I'm not having any more of this. I'm just going to play the track. From the album Stand and Deliver, this is Pilgrim's Way with the great old song Turpin Hero, done in a very different way. And I'm not pleased about all that rubbish information either.
Turpin rode on Ramsay Moor, saw the lawyer riding before. Says he, "Good sir, aren't you afraid of Turpin, that mischievous blade?"
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
Says Turpin, "A robber may find me out, for I've hidden my money all in my boot." The lawyer replied, "There's none shall find my gold, for it's stitched in me coat behind."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
Place my boat down by Houghton Mill, Turpin commanded him to be still. "Kind sir, you came, I must come off, for my horse is in need of a saddle cloth."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin." "Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
"I've robbed your gold and I've robbed your store. Well, I know you're a lawyer, so you'll soon find more. And at every town where you do come in, you can tell him you were robbed by the bold Turpin."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
And boldly he did bid him stand. "You go, kind sir, I do demand."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
"Kind sir, I've cost you a hefty price, for I've robbed you once and I've robbed you twice. I've robbed your gold and I've robbed your feet, but your wages flow from rogues like me."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
"Straightway, one thing I have, young man," said he, "that you can never take from me."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
"If you will wager this with me, I'll spare your neck from the gallows tree. But thrice my gold you must return, if you can't name this thing I own."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
"Gold and gear are to my hand, freely I'd rob your house and land. And your daughter dear, who at home does lie, would leave you just for to be my bride."
"Hombre Turpin, sing over the valley of Turpin."
fast, and his dad Bob Turpin hard in the face. The more my treasures are yours to view, the more have I dislike of you.
Old man Turpin, sing out to the
valley of Turpin. Neither smiled nor frowned, but came no more by Ramsey Town. He paid his debt to the Mercer of old with £30,000 in gold.
Old man Turpin, sing out for the valley of Turpin.
Pilgrim's Way, with a delicious version of Turpin Hero from their new album Stand and Deliver, which has got loads of songs on it about robbers and cut purses and highwaymen. And in fact, it's got all four members of the band dressed as such on the cover. Stand and Deliver. And I'll play you a track from that in future shows. Perhaps Robin Hood and the Bishop. That looks like a good one. In direct contrast to the lunatic information I was fed there by Miss Jane Brace and Pilgrim's Way, the next two bands I've got no information on at all. Their Facebook pages tell me very little, and they don't seem to have websites, but they've made really cracking albums. The first band are called Paper Circus. They come from Coventry. They're acoustic folk band, influenced by such bands as Bitter Rain, Florence and the Machine, and people like Lorena McKennett and Tori Amos. Jen King, Suraj Nagar and Tim Park are the three concerned in the band. Vocals, keyboards, guitar and cello. And I think they're great. This is their very beautiful, in my humble opinion, version of the folk standard, The Wild Mountain Time.
The summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will he go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together.
Classic song. Great version there of The Wild Mountain Time from Paper Circus. Their album simply called Four Track Demo. And if you want it, you'll just have to go to their Facebook page, because they don't have a website. Last track in this show belongs to another band called The Lark, The Mermaid and Molly. All I can find out about them is they're a folk band who hail from Essex. They sing trad and original folk songs and play bouzouki, cello, guitar, violin, bowron, banjo, woodwind, and they also sing a lot. This is The Lark, The Mermaid and Molly with the traditional Geordie song, Biker Hill.
Biker Hill, Biker Hill and walk ashore, for your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, for your lads forevermore. The pitman and the keymill trim, they'll drink bumbo made from gin. Then to dance they do begin to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and walk ashore, lads forevermore. Like a hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Ooh, when I first went to the dirt, I had no cow, no pit shirt. Now I've gotten two or three, walk up, it's done well by me.
Nailed it. Biker Hill from the album Emerald Hill, and the band are The Lark, The Mermaid and Molly. I'm going to have to go and lie down in a dark room now to get over that stuff. What was it? Electric Mars Bar? Instruments that go parp? Pilgrim's Way, you've done my little head in. Thanks ever so much for listening, people. Next week is going to be another singer-songwriter. I'm going to do Randy Newman and find various versions of some of his great songs. I'll be in Ireland doing that because I'm reading my poems to a select group of people in Clifton, Connemara, as part of the Clifton Arts Week. That's on Wednesday, the 20th of the month. And then I'll be back here and I'm interviewing Martin Simpson, so we'll get that stuck in the last show of the month. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Thanks ever so much for listening. Spread the word, keep the faith, got no money for advertising, etc., etc. Ta-da!